Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the God and Mental Health Podcast. I'm super excited to be back in front of the microphone with you this week. My name is Raza Renee, and happy new year again to you all. I know that the last, I feel like I'm a spinning record at this point. The last year has been a little bit of a MIA season for me. And I feel like I'm just now getting comfortable in it, I will say. Back in, I think it was September, October, I did a couple episodes on the wilderness season. They're not too far back. So if you get an opportunity, take a chance to go listen to that. I want to spend my what's on my mind this week time to talk to you all a little bit about what the wilderness season has taught me. Even more. Before we get into that, I want to just give a quick synopsis of what this episode will be about. So just quick 30 seconds, I want to just kind of tell you that this episode is going to be about the sweetness of being able to see the fruit after your season and really basking in the fact that you have endured something and now you're able to see the fruit of it. So before we get into the episode, I want to just take a quick second to hear from one of our sponsors.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Okay, so this won't be a super long episode, hopefully, but I wanted to give you all just a little quick update on how I have been navigating through my wilderness season. So I briefly kind of went through the gist of it on the episodes back in October. I will link those below for you so you can take a second just to hear about what my description of the wilderness season is. I was still heavily in it and still am in it. And I feel led to just kind of share a little bit about what I've experienced thus far. So it's the top of the year. Around the time May last year was when I feel like the season started. Pretty much I feel like it started 2022, if I'm being honest, around February. So it's been kind of around a almost 2-year process at this point, but I'm really grasping the gist of the season as I've been in it. And I feel like I'm out of the painful part of it. And now I'm in the discipline part of the season. I don't really, now hear me out, y'all, hear me out. I am not an expert on wildernesses. I'm just kind of sharing what my experience has been like from just really kind of going through a very hard time last year. Last year was pretty tough. It broke a lot of things in me that I didn't really realize. I talked a lot about identity. And I just kind of shared for those of you who are in a wilderness season, potentially what it could look like. It's a very lonely time. You feel like God just has you out in the middle of nowhere. It looks very different from what you have experienced in maybe different seasons before. But it's a call to be intimate with Him. And ultimately, it's a call for you to sharpen your spiritual disciplines. It is the place where God will pull everything away and show you what you have been putting before Him. It's an exposure of your idols. It is a time where you don't have access to a lot of things that you typically go to. So for one, for me, was alcohol, which I didn't know was never an issue. God had kind of just told me stop, not drink pretty much last year. And told me I had a date where I could, start introducing alcohol back into my routine. But I had found maybe a couple years ago, I was like, pretty much having a drink here and there. But I know that if I was experiencing what I was experiencing last year, I probably would have drank more, if I'm being honest and just being frank. Not to be like, quote unquote, become an alcoholic, but just using alcohol just to kind of be like, man, I am stressed out. I need a drink, kind of thing. I was a very much of a social drinker. And also, I think it just was a way for me to deal with what was going on. So there were a couple convictions of things that he told me I couldn't do, like for a long time, a period of time. I was not on social media. I'm still not currently on social media right now. I got back on for a period of time, then I got off. And it was a call to be intimate with him. And what this intimacy looks like, pretty much the whole gist of the year was excruciatingly painful. I think we don't really talk about the aspect of, and I want to kind of go into this podcast with a scripture of in Matthew 4:1. This was shortly after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. And Matthew 4:1 says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And so what's interesting with that is the Holy Spirit led Jesus to the wilderness. There are tons of stories in the Bible where God purposely leads people to wilderness seasons. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they were led into the wilderness to worship God. That was literally a lot of what God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, was to let his people go into a wilderness. And I feel like the wilderness is a picture of this place where we are alone with God to learn a lot of different things. Now, the Bible doesn't go into full-on detail of what, Jesus' experience was like in the 40 days. But in my opinion, the wilderness season has taught me to really purge a lot of stuff that I thought was important. I have slowed down significantly in my life. Business-wise, I have let a lot of things go, girl. Things that just you're influenced by social media, that feels like just the sign of the times that you should just hop into. Things that were important to me before aren't as important now. One of my biggest goals this year is to really work on my health, my overall health. I had gained around 30 pounds in between, having my kids. And I was talking to one of my friends one day, and I told her, it's like, girl, this is how much I weigh. And I said, she was like, well, how much do you want to weigh, once you lose all your weight? And I told her, and I said, I don't think I've been that size in 10 years. Just 10 years of putting my body through things, from different seasons of depression and stress and, eating and poor workout, not having a workout routine, just so many things that used to be so important to me are not important anymore. And I'm taking inventory of those things. And so I feel like last year was that time where I had to expose myself to God a lot. I looked ugly. I was mean towards him. I was angry at him a lot, because it felt like, why are you telling me to do and give up all these things? For what purpose? Like, what's the actual result of giving up things that are important to me? Like, it doesn't make sense to me in the moment. Now, kind of more deep into the season, this year, and I was telling this to a friend, I'm seeing the fruit. And it's very strange when God begins to start opening your eyes to seeing the fruit. And I asked the Holy Spirit, you know, what were the actual fruits of the Spirit that he had given me? One was patience, self-control. And one was, I believe, I'm going to look it up really quick as I'm talking through this, but the self-control one has been wild to actually see, because I'm a person that typically is very, like, I won't say I'm impulsive. I'm not generally impulsive, but I am one of those type of people that be like, "Ooh, I want that. I'm going to get it." Or, "Ooh, I want to buy that. I'm going to grab it." To sit in something and be like, "Yeah, I'm not going to get it," is so unlike me. I'm also somebody that is very much so a, like, I got to get to where I got to get to very quickly. Is like, it becomes a stressor almost. Like, because I owned a business, and y'all know, like, with the business space now online, it's, you know, it's, I won't even say it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. I think, you know, everyone has their time to do that. And I think some people are just very successful at it. But for me, it was like a FOMO thing. It was like, if I don't do it right now, I'm going to miss out on, you know, all these things, instead of going at the pace that God has given me. And so the other fruit of the Spirit was peace. And the peace I feel now, not feeling rushed to do stuff, not feeling pressed hard to do things, not feeling as though I'm missing out on anything, not feeling pressed about showing up in a way that, you know, is not authentic, I'll say. Being my true self for you all, especially as a podcaster and servant, to share a message of something with so much depth, such as mental health and tying faith into it, I want to be myself. And so I have peace about that, but also peace in going at the pace that I'm supposed to go. Not feeling rushed to do a bunch of things just because you can, but doing things and doing them well. And I'm saying this because I know a lot of you are in a wilderness time and you don't want to be in it. You don't enjoy it. You feel like God is punishing you. That's what I felt like pretty much for about a good 6 months. It was like, this is punishment. What have I done to deserve this? As I go into this more, I want to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. But I want to ask you the question. What is it that you're running from while you're in your wilderness season? And we'll be back in just a second.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Okay. So I asked that question because for me, I was running from failure. I was running from feeling as though I wasn't good enough. It took me a lot of time to reflect, to realize that I was really trying to manipulate myself and manipulate my season, my wilderness season, essentially, to go by really fast, because I felt like if I could just get out of this time, everything will be better. And what God was ultimately calling me to do was to get before him. And getting before him meant, which I'm learning now, a consistency of seeking. I was reading in, I don't remember where the scripture is. I think it's in Matthew, but it's talking about seek ye first the kingdom of God. And what the Holy Spirit brought to my attention was that seek is a present tense, you know, word. It brought to my attention that seeking is continuous. No matter what time you are in your life, it's a continuous process to seek. And is it future tenses, or I'm going to seek. Jesus didn't say you're going to seek the kingdom. Jesus didn't say you have sought the kingdom. He said seek first. And so it made me realize that no matter where I am in the present time, I'm always to be seeking God, which means that I have to get into a rhythm. And maybe what I'll do, I may talk about rhythms in one of these, you know, what's on my mind episodes of like how to create a rhythm for your life. Like, what does rhythm look like in different transitions? Because here's the thing, y'all, and I'll lay it out to you. I'm a mom of two small kids, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. I'm a wife. I work a job that's 40 hours a week. I am a therapist, which requires a lot of emotional and mental effort. I see about 30 clients a week, if not more. In my personal private practice, I see around 4 to 5. So it's about 35 clients. Then I, of course, you know, I maintain a household, I clean up all, you know, all the basic stuff that people got to do in their life, like laundry and all that kind of stuff. I work out 3 times a week. I make sure I try to get 8 hours of sleep. Spend time with God, maintain friendships, have a podcast. I'm doing a lot of other personal things I won't disclose offline. And so that sounds like just a lot. There is no way to do these things in rhythm without the Holy Spirit. I have gone to God a lot about my schedule. What does it look like? And it means putting down a lot of stuff. So like right now I'm not on social media, because it would take so much of my time and my present mind away from what I'm doing because of that. Now, if social media is your job or something you're pursuing, by all means, absolutely go after it. But that's not presently what I can do right now. I've scaled back a lot with my podcast. I don't do an email list anymore. I don't have a bunch of offers or things that I sell right now, at least, because I'm just trying to figure out how to incorporate just posting consistently. And so finding the rhythm of intimate time with God means that there's a sacrifice of sorts. So typically my time with God is, you know, y'all, I'm waking up anywhere between 4 to 4:30 in the morning because I get my son up at 6:30. So that's when I have my workouts in. That's when I do some of my personal work. And then when I spend time with God, it's not always the same every day. Typically, I'm spending time with God a lot of times right before I go to sleep. My morning times have switched to night, where I'm spending time with him between 8 to 9 o'clock. And it's trying to get the rhythm of what it looks like. Some days it's 2 times a week. Some days it's 4 days a week. Some days it's every day. I'm trying to just get the rhythm. But the point is I'm seeking. I'm learning more so also in this season of a wilderness time that I may not always get that hour to pray like I want to. I may not get that deep-seated intimate time where I'm on my knees and I'm with the blanket over my head and I'm praying in my heavenly language. Like, that doesn't always happen. But I'm practicing this as a continuous practice. I'm incorporating my spiritual practices of seeking. And so the call to be intimate with God, what I'm learning is God delights in being intimate with me. The Bible talks about he made us for his good pleasure. I'm going to find the scripture. And it's so it reminded me that the Lord desires so much of us, and he wants to be around us. He wants to be near us. He wants to be with us. And if we don't give him the space and time, we're ignoring a lot of, or I want to say ignoring, but missing out on a lot of things that we could absolutely receive because we're not seeking. And so there's a scripture in Revelations, and I'm going to find it in the King James Version because I believe that's where it outlines what this says. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They were created." So God created us for his pleasure to be with us. He delights in being with us. He delights in spending time with us. It actually, the way I see it is, like, it makes him actually very happy when we are intimate with him. No matter what, when we include him into our day, when we include him into our time with him, he gets so happy. I think about it with my kids, like, it's joyous to me to see them come to me and say, "Mommy, I want to play." Now, sometimes I'll be like, "I got too much going on, baby. I don't want to play right now." But the act of it in general, just go with me for a second. It's like, that's exciting as a parent to know your kids desire that of you. And so, you know, the fruit of this season has been great. And I will say it's been absolutely painful. The things I thought I was supposed to hold on to don't even matter anymore. But in the middle of it, it's so hard. Like, there was the one thing, I'll disclose this, that one of the things God has really pressed on me about is financial stewardship and exposing to me the financial frivolous behavior I have had over the years that has caused, you know, a lot of debt. And I'm in the process of paying all of those things off, which that's going to take time. But one of the things he has shown me is, this is where you have been because you were seeking out all of these things to fulfill you, to validate you, to tell you that, you know, this mattered, and also just surviving. And not to say that some of those things weren't things I did in moves of faith, but also, was I being impulsive? Was I moving too quickly? And this season has taught me the importance of stewardship. I don't think I would have gotten the lesson of financial stewardship had I not gone through that. So I don't look at it as a loss. I look at it more as God being kind enough to say, "Stop, pump the brakes. Let's look at this." And letting me feel what it feels like to be in the pain of, "I don't have it. I ain't got it. Lord, what, I can't do this." And also relying on him to be a miracle worker all the time versus me stewarding well. We're always operating in a place of God just going to provide. And it's like, but what are you doing with what you have? And so it became very clear to be very conscious financially, very aware of what's coming in and what's going out. I look at my budget every other day now, not even out of obsessiveness, but just stewardship. Like, he has just really pressed on me the act of stewardship. Like, if I'm giving you something to take care of, are you looking at it? Are you paying attention to it? Are you avoiding it? And for me, it was a lot of avoidance. And so I say all this to say, because it was very hard. It was hard to sit in the moments where I'm like, God, I don't have it. Where are you at? Like, help me here. And he's like, I have given it to you. And I want you to understand what this feels like so you don't do it again as a parent, essentially. And so exposing myself to myself of lack of what it's supposed to mean. Another one is my body, but that's a whole nother story for another day. Just having a couple of health things come up and just being mindful that, look, I'm in my 30s. I don't want stuff to start popping up in my 40s and, you know, I'm not here for my children. Like, those can be very real things. And so my encouragement to you is, if you are in a wilderness season, pull on whatever you need to. If it's a call to be intimate with God, get with a person, an accountability partner throughout this entire season. And she was my go-to, literally. Like, we were each other's go-to. We talked almost every single day because it was just, the season was very hard, but also it was my ability to sustain in that place with the Lord to see the fruit of it. And the beautiful part about this is, when you walk through a wilderness and you sit through it with him, you get to reap the fruit and take it with you. You don't get to leave it behind. God allows you to take it with you. And so I think that's what I'm experiencing now, is the peace and the pace of God and the willingness to have self-control, say no to certain things, not be impulsive. And I just pray that it continues to, you know, show itself throughout the year. I hope you can, you know, notice the shift also in the podcast. I want to be a little bit more strategic with it. I want to have a grounding of a vision that I believe God has given me to make mental health with his name. You know, mental health is his. I think that we take away that, you know, mental health is just this big overarching thing, which it is. And God is still above that. And so the vision of even, you know, the coming things of this podcast, I want to be very grounded and rooted in the spiritual practices of a believer, because ultimately we are human beings in a body that is wrapped in flesh with a spirit. And how do we steward this part of ourselves as well as we live in the world? We live in the world, but we're not of it. Just because we're not of it doesn't mean we're not in it. And we still have to be mindful of that as we walk this walk. And God has given us some very specific things in scripture to know how to fight through our mental health. And so I want that to be the scope of practice and the scope of what I share and model for you all throughout this year. So that's all on my mind this week, girl. And guys, because I know that guys listen to this podcast. I'm going to stop saying sis as much as I used to. I love saying sis though, girl, because deep down I'm a little ratchet. Okay, but anyway. But I wanted to just kind of give you all a brief look into what these What's On My Mind episodes will look like. Sometimes they'll be scripture-based. Sometimes they'll be heavily focused on what's going on with me. But overall, I want them to be very fruitful for your walk. So that's all for this week of What's On My Mind. I hope that you all enjoyed it. And I look forward to all the things you all will learn this year from this podcast and who you will get to experience. Because I have a lot of people coming up with episodes and interviews, and I'm very excited about it. So I look forward to talking to you all soon, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.